VHS, or viral hemorrhagic septicemia, is a virus that causes internal and external hemorrhages in fish, dead organ tissue, and a Popeye condition. Ultimately, it can kill the fish. Microbiologist Kenneth Phillips is with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's La Crosse Fish Health Center. Phillips says the virus attacks a wide range of fish, both cold and warm water fish. It was identified in Europe in 1963 and in the Great Lakes in 2005. Phillips says it may be the biggest threat to fish populations in the U.S. ever.
Just because of the range of fish species that seem to be susceptible to it or are affected by it, and just with the levels of mortality that have been observed by it so far, there's a lot of concern of it moving outside of the Great Lakes and into other parts of the country.
Phillips says the virus is responsible for significant fish kills in Michigan and Ohio. Meanwhile, the Natural Resources Board is considering prohibiting the possession of most live bait from outside the state and requirements for boaters to clean boats and equipment. Other measures are being considered to prevent the virus from moving from the Great Lakes into inland lakes. There's a fear the disease could soon be in Lake Superior and the Mississippi River drainage basin. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.